Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link third quarter 2014 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. I will also provide sales overview by regions and by product breakdown, and closing with fourth quarter guidance. Now, if you please turn to page 2 for our third quarter income statement. During the third quarter of 2014, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 7.56 billion, or 5.3% increase from sequential quarter, but 7.3% below last year's same quarter. The strength of the U.S. dollar seen during the third quarter had resulted in our channel partners taking very conservative market view and reluctant to invest to drive business growth. Government spending and infrastructure projects in the emerging and APAC region also slowed noticeably due to weak economics as well as rising political tension. I'll go into more detail on the performance of the respective region in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 28.6%, slightly up from 28.3% sequentially. The favorable product mix and ASP lift from both ACs and IP camera products line was the main driver in the margin gain. With a slowdown in channel and project pull-in, we reported an inventory loss of NT dollar 160 million. Some of this provision loss is related to telco projects, which we expect to write back once project shipments resume in the coming quarters. Gross margin, including inventory provisional loss, was 26.5% as compared to 27.8% in prior quarter. Loss from non-operating item this period was NT dollar 150 million. As you can see in the next slide, the third quarter net operating loss included an NT dollar 240 million FX loss because of the strong dollar against all the major emerging market currencies. Investment income from investee company was NT dollar 31 million as compared to NT dollar 29 million from sequential quarter. Consolidated net loss after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 129 million as compared to a net income of NT dollar 63 million in the second quarter this year. EPS was -0.21 per share based on a net weighted average capital of NT dollars 6.088 billion. For the summary of YTD third quarter 2014 performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page 4. For the YTD third quarter of 2014, D-Link posted revenue of NT dollar 21.9 billion, down 3% from prior year same period. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 27.5%, up from 26.8%, due mainly to favorable product mix and margin gain from the higher ASP of our new products. Net operating margin in YTD third quarter was 0.7% as compared to 1.1% last year. Turning on to page 5 for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 2.8 billion after completing the recent IP acquisition to strengthen our in-house product development capabilities, as well as providing funding for the higher telco projects receivable this quarter. Accounts receivable was NT dollar 6.5 billion, up by NT dollar 327 million from prior quarter. Inventory was NT dollar 6.46 billion and down NT dollar 160 million from sequential quarter as we start shipping to meet retail demand in the U.S. and European market. Now please turn to page 6 for the company key financial ratios. AR days was 82 days and inventory days was 109 days, in line with normal business conversion. In terms of the liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of  1.65 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.68. Returns on equity for the third quarter was -4%. Now please turn to page 7 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging APAC continued to be the most important market, accounting for 63% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe, 21%, and North America, 16%. For the North America region, third quarter sales was down 6.5% on quarter-over-quarter basis due to lumpy project shipments. In the third quarter 2014, Europe grew 5.4% from sequential quarter as a result of the upcoming retail shopping seasons. Emerging and Asia Pacific market was up 8.7%. Please move to page 8, which show our 2014 third quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 61% of total third quarter revenue, while broadband was at 18%, digital home at 12%, and others with 9%. During the third quarter, both switch and wireless sales were up 7.3% and 5.7% respectively, reflecting normal seasonal pattern and positive sales gains from the consumer IP cameras and connected home products. Digital home was up 8.9% from sequential quarter, and the consumer IP camera continued to gain market and has become the leading consumer brand both in the US and Europe. The 11AC routers upgrade cycle is gaining momentum and spreading to the telco sectors as ISP and MSP are offering more powerful residential gateways to drive the revenue growth in value-added service beyond connectivity. They are investing in infrastructure and CPEs and creating new partnerships and business model to address new vertical markets such as home security, home entertaining, etc. The biggest retail trend in connected home products also began to gain traction in the developed markets and attracts consumer attention with more smart home devices offering and better integration across software and hardware. According to Gartner's research, the Internet of Things product and related service revenue is expected to exceed $300 billion by 2020. We'll continue to make the necessary investment to enhance MyDealing service platform, which will be a key product differentiator as it offers our customer a unified interface to remotely manage, control, and share content on the smart home devices without the technological complexity. Now please turn to page 9 for 2014 fourth quarter guidance. Looking forward, we expect the strong dollar will continue to ride into the fourth quarter, which will restrain sales growth. So we continue to take focused action to improve our performance through solid execution of new product launch, cost control, process improvement, and volume growth in our strategic products and markets. For the fourth quarter outlook, the company expects to see revenue in line with the third quarter and stable net operating income. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link's Investor Relations.